Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today is our Monday program. And the date is the 15th of March. So here we go. This is a program about healing. And the healing is to get you more into your body with your spirit. And in order to do that, you must release the densities from your DNA so that your spirit can come more into your DNA, into your cellular structure, and along with also having your spirit in your body. So actually two things happen. You need to be in your body, number one, and then after that, you need to be in your cellular structure. This is with your spirit energy. Remember, your spirit energy is what heals you, and your spirit energy is with you through this lifetime to help your body do healing. So this is why it's here. Also, to bring in, if you use heart energy, to bring in the divine energy of source into all of your creations. Otherwise, you use the mind energy in your head, and that head energy then is used by the darkness to control you and to control what you physically make, and that's passed on to other people. So if you've ever picked up something that didn't feel very good, that's because the mind energy from that person is being transmitted into it. And sometimes people have obtained, using the term loosely, sacred pictures, sacred energy, sacred symbols, different types of, say, extraterrestrial language, extraterrestrial writings. And this is imprinted through the mind energy into these pictures. And this is why you can sometimes have a bad experience by looking at them. And that also includes looking at websites which have these things on it and also for sale. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika, and then we'll do some healing. You out there, Annika?
I sure am. Hi, and welcome, everyone. We do take callers today, right, Ron?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I can just mention those phone numbers here. We have a toll-free number, which is 888-815-9756. Or 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185 or 530-413-4522. And they're all on the BBS Radio Station 1 website if you want to see them again. So maybe we can start with an interesting clearing and then talk a little more, Ron. A sample, I should say.
Okay, so let's see. Let's first do an emotional sampling here. Then we'll do a mental. And that'll get people a little more centered. So here we go. Emotional clearing. So going back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental sample. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay, so I just since I did that little introduction there saying that if we could experience a clearing, I just wanted to again talk a little bit about what you do here on this show, which we're able to talk about the different clearings and also sometimes do a sample. And the difference from actually doing them with you in person and also online, it's quite amazing how much is available of your clearings, Ron, that we can do online. So maybe we can talk about some of them, or if you want to talk about, for instance, coming up soon, you're going to go to New York and you're going to have the Light Infusion Chamber with you there. And as we know, we have listeners all over the world. Not everyone can go to New York City and experience the Light Infusion Chamber in person. But you're going to be there Friday, March 26th through Sunday, March 28th. And I know you're going to have three lectures, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's one per day. And you're also going to be on the Strange Universe panel Saturday at 10 a.m. So for those of you that are in the area, this is a fantastic opportunity to go and listen to Ron and experience the light infusion chamber that he can bring. Now, to have that available online is really amazing, and especially such a special treat. So I wanted to see if you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron.
Yeah, the light infusion chamber actually puts light back into your cellular structure. Remember, the aliens that created our bodies here on this planet, as we were brought in here a long time ago, took out special codes in us so that we would not be, in a sense, as awakened or conscious, we'll say, or smart as they are. And this actually puts it back into you. This is pure source energy working to do healings with you on your DNA, which is getting rid of the judgments that's stored inside of it, and also bringing forth the information to have your spirit integrate more with your DNA itself. So there's a lot of confusion there about DNA clearings. People think they can just have a DNA clearing by going to somebody, paying the money, and they're going to clean out your DNA. Well, that's so far from the truth. It's incredible what needs to be done to actually do that. So nobody's actually clearing DNA when they tell you that they are. But, you know, they might be doing something. Typically, they're hooking you up to the darkness more through your DNA. But I won't get into that because I'm not here to get into those negative practitioners that much. But let's first do a mind-to-heart drop, and then we'll talk about the light infusion chamber. In fact, we'll just have an experience with it. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. This will get people more centered with their spirit energy. And what you're doing is you're bringing your awakening thoughts that you have, your mental energy, into your heart center. And this way you become more peaceful. This is where you find peace within yourself, is going to your heart. You're never going to find peace in your mind, because that's mind controlled by the aliens. So they're never going to give you the peace energy. At least not what you're expecting to have. So here we go, without judgment, because they work in judgment. So here we go, dropping down from the mind to heart. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head. First floor is your heart. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should feel a lot more heart-centered. And what we're going to do now is help out your spirit a little bit. So we're going to do an entity clearing, and then we're going to do a spirit retrieval. And we're going to bring back the parts of you that left your body, that's hanging around maybe outside of you, or just took off someplace, somewhere out there. So here we go. Remember, when your spirit leaves your body, it does not go to light, okay? So if you're doing astral traveling or whatever, you're going into the realms of the darkness. Because if it could go to the light, it would not come back to you. So we're in this soup here of darkness. Even if you go out of your body looking for light, you're not going to find source energy. You're just going to strictly find the light of the darkness. So here we go, taking away entities. So I'll count to 10. We're from the bottom of our feet going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And working now to our knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up to our waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, middle part of our body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and up to our shoulders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, down our arms to the tip of our fingers, taking away these entities that have attached to you through pain. It could be inside of your body. They could be attached to a sore muscle, They could be just on the outside of your skin. You need to get them off you. They're sucking your energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Down the arms again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of arm energy here. Let's get some more energies off your arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go up to from our shoulders, go to our neck area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And get them out of our heads here. These are entities, ghosts, emotional bodies of people that stick onto us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And top of our head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to bring back your spirit. And remember, we just cleared a space for it because it probably could not come into you even if it wanted to because these energies have taken up space. So during this clearing, your spirit was actually helping to get rid of these things too, along with the light chip helping you and helping your spirit, okay? So it's empowering your spirit to do this. So here we go. Going to bring more of you back in. So here we go, coming in. One, and your spirit will come in whatever way it chooses to. It knows how to come into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll put some music on. You can actually feel the energy of your spirit with you. Should be really heart-centered right now. And just stay in that peace energy. Thank you. Okay, so you should feel very peaceful right now, having your spirit more with you in your body. And remember, we say, if you're not home, who is? So maybe you talk about entities. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes. Yeah, wow. Thank you so much. This is, I could really feel that, how the warmth was coming up in my neck and my throat, up into my head when you were doing the entity removal and then bringing the spirit back in. Yeah, it's really, really great. And thank you also for doing those five-day samples, going back 5 days with the emotional and the mental and getting us all heart-centered with the mind-to-heart drop. So thank you for doing those. So there's so many ways, unfortunately, that we can get affected by, let's say, with entities and also of the emotional bodies, in a sense, body hopping from both family members that are alive and maybe they are more on the way out and possibly the emotional body is looking around for another good host to in a sense, continue living on. And also, of course, the dead people that we have been around or possibly in contact with or whatever, or maybe we even show up at a scene where there's been a car accident. I don't know, but I know all of that can happen. And we have a question we might want to bring up a little later, because I know we were also talking about the light infusion chamber, but of course we have cords from other people, so we can talk about that a little bit after that. But Brett is bringing that up, so thank you, Brett. And I see other people here were thanking you, and a lot of great comments on the fast chat, so thank you. So back to you, Ron, maybe if we can go back to talking a little bit first about the light infusion chamber.
Sure. So I'll have that set up in New York, but for those of you who are unable to go to New York to experience the actual physical light infusion chamber, we have it on the website. So what I thought I'd do on this show today is a very special clearing. And on the website, we have it set up, so you can go on to it. It's under online healings. And it works with your current age, so it's $5 times your age. So what we're going to do here is a sample, and we're going to go back 5 days in your life. So we're going to put you into the chamber for 5 days, and you can actually have this wonderful experience here. And here we go. So just sit back, relax. So 5 days ago, we'll put you into it for probably about 5 seconds for each day. Energy is very, very strong. So here we go. So 5 days ago, so I'll just count to five here. So one, and you're in it right now, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we're going to go back 4 days ago. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And 3 days ago. One, two, three, four, and five. And 2 days ago, one, two, three, four, and five. And yesterday, one, two, three, four, and five. And today, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So you should feel a change and just kind of enjoy what you have experienced now. It's special healing, and it's definitely hard to say what the light beings have done to you. You're fully conscious spiritually with what you're doing, but you may not be consciously, maybe physically, and definitely probably not mentally. Remember, the mental is a darkness, so they're not really going to tell you what's going on. So, I guess back to you, Annika, then we can maybe talk about entities and what they are and things like this here, if you wish.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to also tell you that there are some great comments, and Stephanie was commenting on the clearing we did, the four-hour call on Saturday. I think that's what she's mentioning. Or maybe she had a clearing with you in person or something. She experienced a great clearing Saturday and says, thank you. Marie is commenting, Marie R. She says, I love to command my spirit to stay in my body and do it many times a day. And I can agree with that too. And you can, you know, be quite successful with that if you are also doing clearings, and you will notice that it gets easier and easier too. It's just that I have to say, at least from my own experience. So that's great, really, really good. And I also recommend doing it for when you are asleep too, if somebody's wondering how to stay in your body while you're actually sleeping. So it is possible that that can help a lot too. You know, there are many ways to work on ourselves. And of course, if you're doing the clearings, you are getting it that way, and that's really what we need to do, to remove all the densities off us and all the things that we have caught through generations, which is very unfortunate that we have to deal with that, but that is where we find ourselves. So Mike is saying he has a heightened awareness with the light chamber, and wants to go and purchase that clearing. So that sounds good. Okay.
So let's talk about entities. So
yes, let's go to entities.
I was working with a lady earlier, and her mother is still living, and she's, you know, in the 80s. And you have to remember, I'll just talk about this here. Typically, we probably more relate to our mother than we do our father, only because we came from our mother. Now, naturally, some people might resonate more with their father if they had some type of abuse or neglect from their mother, but typically we're probably more associated with our mother's energy. So this lady wanted me to do a clearing for her mother's emotional, you know, clearing. So I did that in person with her over the telephone, and she's had the death barcode clearing for her and also her mother and a few other clearings, and but she never did the emotional one for her mother yet, so we decided to do that. So we were doing the clearing, and she felt all this energy leave her, which was quite interesting, because two things could be happening. Number one, since her mother is in her 80s, there's a good possibility that the mother's emotional body was now looking for a new host, knowing that maybe the mother may only live for, you know, or its host, we'll say, may only live for, say, we'll just say 5 years, okay? So now it's going in and preparing a space in the daughter. Okay, so I think you can all follow me on this one here. So when we started releasing this emotional body, all of a sudden she was feeling much better, because she was taking on the load of the emotions of the mother, even though she had an emotional clearing herself, but this other body was coming into her. We have not done her father's energy yet, but the mother one we did, because it's probably more related to her energetically, okay? So we did that, and she felt a lot lighter afterwards. So what we're going to do for you, everybody, is a sample. So we're going to take your mother's energy from the emotional body. Remember, your mother has an emotional body, whether your mother is living or not, and it may be with you. And so what we're going to do is just go back 5 days, and then we're going to release that emotional body of your mother from you. So here we go. Remember, you could be reliving her life experiences on an emotional level as this body is in you. Because remember, it, all it knows is what those things are. Remember, it's like a mental body. It brings in a program into you of the emotions. So here we go. So 5 days, taking away your mother's emotional body's energy that connected to you, much like a cord, okay? So this is a program that it inserted into you. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. Boy, this is a big clearing. 3 days, cleared. What I'm seeing is, number one, anger comes up a whole bunch. And then I do get some sadness. So this is like rock and rolling, okay? 2 days ago, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And I also get resentment. And today, cleared. Now, the resentment, what I'm picking up, is very possibly that somebody out there, their mother did not like them. Maybe, I guess the end result of that, maybe that the reason could be the fact that maybe the mother got pregnant, never wanted maybe you to begin with, and it's just completely angry because you ruined your mother's life, so to speak, okay? So there we go. That's mother's energy of the emotional body that's hanging out with you. Now let's do your father. So, and this you can do online, you know, on the online clearings to help yourself out just by putting their name in with an emotional clearing, so even if they're living or not. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. There we go. So if you wanted to do that to your parents, okay, and if they're not living, we have a section which is deceased loved ones clearing, which clears their spirit for one of the clearings, and the second clearing would be for the emotional body. You could also go online and do it, you know, year by year if you wish for them too, whether they're living or not. Either way will basically work. So let's do another clearing. So we talked about courting in a sense. So let's just kind of switch this over to now your mother-in-law's emotional body coming into you. So sometimes mother-in-laws, when you mention that, it's a trigger to people because the mother-in-law wants you to be a different person for their child, okay? So here we go. This is a mother-in-law clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now I'll do the father-in-law. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, just see how you're feeling here. I imagine it's probably pretty intense of what these bodies are doing to you. Remember, they're living in you. So, I think we had a beep, Annika. So
yeah, it sounded like
you.
It. Yeah, is there anyone there?
Yes, hi. Just wanted to comment. Ron, I've done that clearing, and I didn't even realize what you were sharing about how it could be the emotional body. I was picking up when I had the emotional one with my father. I did have a lot of sadness, and I didn't know if it was. I assumed it was me being sad, letting him go, because I knew I would never, you know, hear. Even though I know in the light of the darkness through mediums telling me that he's around me, his emotional body. But I had to let that go. I didn't know that it was possibly his emotional body. I was experiencing, you know, his sadness of never connecting with me again. I don't know. Maybe that's really what it was, because you just said something that really clicked in me when you said that. I don't have the connection to my mom. Maybe that was what you were, I don't know who else has problems with their mom, but my mom is still living. So that sort of resonated. But I was just curious now, if we did our own emotional body clearing and somehow my father passed away 4 years ago. Could that have been, released when I did the emotional body clearing? And not at all, probably, right?
No.
I wasn't ready, maybe?
Yeah, it'd be only your own. And so, remember, our relatives like to body hop, okay? And so we normally just think about relatives that we have or parents, okay? I'm going to go back now, and we'll pick the relatives that we have. And we'll just pick,
grandparents.
Maybe great 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 grandparents or something. We'll say the our grandparents that died between the age of 1850, okay, and 1900. And there could be even a couple of generations there, but we'll just make it in this time frame, okay? So we'll do all the males, okay? Here we go. These are the male energies going to be leaving you. Remember these emotional bodies can body hop into you from generation to generation. This is why sometimes people say, gee, you kind of, you know, have the mannerisms of, Uncle Fred or Harry, you know, or Aunt Sally, you know, because, you know, they came into you. Maybe they liked you. And then you take on their talent. So this is why that's true. Or maybe they say, you kind of look like, or you comb your hair the same way your great-great-great-grandfather used to comb their hair, you know. Well, you know, it's genetics too, but he could be in you and he likes to comb his hair a certain way. Okay? So here we go. These are all the males that lived between 1850 and 1900 that were relatives of yours. These are the emotional bodies. So we're just going to release them. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Now we'll do the female energies. Those would be your grandmothers, grandmothers or something. Here we go. They're great, great, great. Females, 1850 to 1900. These are the ones that lived in that time that are now in your body. Now, they may not be, but the ones that are taken out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back to you, Annika. I need to take a little, maybe a minute break or so here. Oh, you can
sure.
Talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Heavy clearing. Wow.
Oh, that's incredible.
Is that a generational? I mean, he said emotional body. I mean, but could that have been a generation one? I mean, no, I know he's taking a break, so that was a question that just popped into me.
Yeah. Maybe we'll let him have a break and you stay on and we'll ask because maybe we can comment a little bit.
Annika?
Huh?
You must have felt it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I almost got knocked down here.
I already knew I had some relative from my family side, my mom's side, because I had gotten some indication about my grandma, who I never met.
Uh-huh.
That made sense, that what Ron said. Even though I never met her, I sort of felt like I had some mannerisms. I was told that I do some strange things, like I don't really want to see him here.
No. Well, when he was even saying that he was going to do mother-in-law, it was so strong even before he started it that I felt, whoa, she really wished I was somebody else marrying her son. You know, I should have been a good Catholic, that sort of thing. And then it came through my father-in-law too, but way stronger from mother-in-law. And then I had a really, really strong one myself here when it was the males. Going back, and that was...
That's interesting, Annika. I thought he was talking about our family. He wasn't talking about in-laws, but you related to the in-laws, huh?
No, he did. He also did the mother-in-law and the father-in-law.
Oh, I didn't hear him say that. That's why I'm saying that. I don't remember
uh-huh.
him saying that,
uh-huh.
but I could have heard not been listening.
Yeah. No, it's sometimes I space out, too, because it's getting all the energies. You know, it's just... And also staying in the now, it's almost like, yeah, just staying with every
moment. I also
wanted to
ask him while we're at it to see if how far we can go, how far back if the person passed away.
I'm going to be putting up on the website the seven generational clearings going back to the 42nd generation. So that'll be within a month here. And
so this was a seven generation emotional clearing?
Yeah. So
okay.
We're going to have different headings for that. So what you're going to do is first go on and do the first one, which is, you know, 1 through 7. And you pay for that one. Then after that, each seven generational clearing, which will be seven clearings, so the next one would be number 8 through 15 generation. All those will cost $50 a piece, going back to the 42nd generation. So, you know, if you have, we'll just say that you have an infection problem, right? And you can't get it healed. And you do the first one, which is your first generation, and second, third, up to the seventh. And maybe you say, yeah, it has helped, but there's still something going on there. You ask your spirit, and it goes, yeah, it happened really, you know, a little bit further back. Then you can pay the $50 and do the next set of that. And then that'll be from 8 to 15. And that might be enough for most people. I do have some people who want to really get cleaned out, so they may want to go back to the 42nd, but it's in groups of seven. And each group of seven would be $50. So the it'll be a wonderful way of getting cleared. I'd probably do it with the seer to get rid of your relatives. So what happens is, what probably happened to you, Pauline, is the fact that when I brought up the relatives and you didn't hear it, they were probably so busy inside of you, not wanting to leave, they probably took away your consciousness. Remember, these things are living. And the emotional body has thoughts. Okay? And it is just like, you know, you mentally thinking. So if you could take out your emotional body, it would be like you with all your thoughts in it, of all the judgments and everything else. So these bodies probably did not want to leave, and they're so frantic that they took away your memory at the time. That's why when people have entities in them and you ask them a question why they did something, they say, I didn't do that. That's because something else was doing it, which is probably one of these entities. So that's a perfect indication of, you know, how they distracted you to disrupt your thinking patterns. So we will be able to do this, I believe, on the website in the future to get rid of your relatives out of you, okay?
So you really have to do, if they're living, you got to do the emotional body first, and the might be already in you, and it could have been done after the fact. Like, I already had my emotional body, but way back, and I haven't updated, so maybe that might be my problem. So since then, maybe, like you said, I don't know, they keep coming, you know, like through mediums telling me stuff.
Yeah.
And also, my mom's still living, so stuff is happening with her, and I haven't cleared her yet. So
I would clear her because her body can still hop into you, okay? And especially if someone is not living, that relative's body can also hop into you. So it gets very disconcerting because all of a sudden, like I said, you're living the life of your ancestors. They can plug right into your DNA, and that emotional body can pick the DNA time in you of those memories and relive it. So they not
just
only
in
bring in the video, they bring in the audio with it, you see.
And yeah, but just in time. My family's making me do this ceremonial.
Yeah. So
this Sunday, my parents, the Chinese, have to do this stupid thing yearly to go to the cemetery, and I already felt those energies when I went there the first time. All the dead spirits that were wandering the cemetery before the light ship took whatever. But I know there are still probably some wandering because they're Asian ones, and they're still stuck there because they're waiting for the yearly ancestral ceremonial thing. So that's going to be interesting for me to experience going there just to see what I'm going to pick up, and then I need to clear because it's probably my family.
Yeah, that's true. So just remember that these ancestral emotional bodies can body hop into you.
Yes, I understand that. I will have my space clearing for the ceremonial. I think you have something about the space clearing, so I will be protected when I go this time.
Yeah,
that's how I did actually command my body back then. I didn't know anything about doing that, and I did command. I asked for Archangel Michael to help me, but hopefully I was in my heart and getting that assistance, but it did leave me. The spirits stopped bothering me when I walked through that cemetery. So I don't know. There are sometimes I was in my heart and I didn't know how to do it like the way you've now consciously taught me. So I'm armed. This is an experiment, I know. Thank goodness I'm on the light ship and have all the tools from the website. Otherwise, I wouldn't dare do this.
Yeah. So let's...
Let me let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pauline. That's great. And good comments. So thank you. I also see some other comments on the fast chat that were interesting. I saw that Karen mentioned that both her and her daughter were really yawning for the mother clearing, and I thought that was actually quite funny, even though those things are not really funny. But isn't that kind of interesting, Ron? Both her and her daughter really felt it
for the mother.
That could have been possibly, you know, if that's the one from the 1850 to 1900, you know, remember, they body hop into generations. They don't necessarily have to stay with you.
No.
Some entities can body hop through your family members. And so very possibly, you know, one of the great-grandmothers could have went into the daughter and then into the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they go through the genetic line of people. And they can also bring in, oddly enough, sadly enough, illnesses that way, too. So that gets even more disconcerting.
Yeah, yeah. I know you have a few more that we could maybe talk about that that also come in. And now I probably have somebody online here. So maybe after, and I'll just see who came on and who called us. So who's out there?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I just have a comment on something that you guys said tonight. I was absentee all weekend, so I want to say something for the new people. But the comment is the fact that I'm Irish and I have all this anger in me about injustice. Like whenever I see it, I never had any truck with a bully at school. I'd smack him. I don't care how big he was. I just hated injustice. And of course, we talked to you last week about ancestors' judgment brought forward in time. It hit me like a fly swatter or something. It's like they starved my ancestors. The potato famine in Ireland. They starved everybody to death. You know, I don't know what year that was, but I'm figuring, okay, maybe that's what Ron just felt about, whew, you know, because
yeah.
They got my grandparents or whatever it was.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite something how these things work, you know. So that's why we're going to be doing the extended seven-generational clearings for people.
Yeah, yeah. I never knew how powerful that was and that it needed more and more clearing. I thought I was clearing okay, but when you said that, I was like, wow, okay, now the confirmation testimonial. The testimonials for any new people listening is I was absentee all weekend. So I didn't do the Saturday, and I didn't do the Sunday, except Ron had me down as an absentee to have it done on me, even though I wasn't present. I don't know what they did, but, man, Sunday night I was flying around here, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm out there cleaning the back room. And I had to have everything right in order and right in place and just – I'm doing all this work. I'm multitasking everything all around. I don't know what you did, but thank you very much. And, folks, it's real.
Hey, Ed.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And, you know, I was able to listen in just a little bit. I was also absentee, and I was running around myself with my kids, and I tend to do that anyway, so it's kind of a 24/7 because I'm a mom of fairly young children still. And, you know, I don't really notice the difference except for when I get really tired, but I had a lot of energy and we were doing a lot of stuff, and actually today I've been wanting to get everything organized, so it kind of came a day after, but I know what you're talking about. I did feel some of that, and I did hear Robin comment on that, and somebody else was commenting on that too over the call, so that's just great. Thank you so much for
sure, I don't know what you did, but it was the right thing. All right,
yeah,
thank you.
So great getting organized. I know. That is fantastic, having more energy. So, yeah.
Okay,
so,
thanks.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure.
Thank you, Ed.
So we have a question from Carrie, which is interesting to bring up, too. Do the human emotional bodies ever attach to animals?
Yes, that's a good one. They do. I was seeing here in Mount Shasta. Now, this is, I mean, I had to take a double take on this. This person was driving in, you know, like a Chevy pickup truck, you know, and in the driver's seat was like this big St. Bernard, and it had to have a human spirit in it because it was like sitting up like a human, looking around. I couldn't believe it. So yes, I have actually seen that happen where, you know, they do come in. So
yeah.
That is correct. They do come in, and you may want to actually, you know, do a clearing to get them out of that poor animal. But I can tell you a story that happened a long time ago. This is probably back in the, imagine the 80s. friend of mine saw that this one lady had a dog, and this dog, she knew, had a human spirit in it, right? An emotional body, more than likely. Because the lady could talk to the dog would listen and turn its head around, you know, and ears would move and everything else, right? So she goes over to the lady and she goes, you know, you have a human spirit or something in your dog and it should not be in there. And this lady's loved her dog. She had a dog for like about 10 years, right? And so she goes, I'm going to get it out of that dog. And sure enough, you know, she got it released and they kind of, you know, they're no longer friends, I guess.
Oh.
Because she took out the lady's best friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Out of the dog.
You know?
So, you know, you do want to have some discernment there, but she didn't think it was right to have this dog tormented by this spirit.
Uh-huh.
That's the way she looked at it. The other lady's thing was, oh, this dog is so loving and so caring, and I can talk it. It understands me and everything else. And it left, and then it became a dog. So anyway, may not be funny if the person's listening. I'm sure she probably isn't, but, you know, for her it's very disconcerting. Now, I guess the question is, should the dog have that entity in it? I would say probably not. You know, it shouldn't be in there. Maybe that emotional body could not come into her. Maybe it was maybe her mother or father, you'd say, coming into the dog. Of the emotional body, you see what I mean, to look after her. Maybe it was one of her siblings that maybe passed on or something. So anyway, that's one way to look at it, you know, and what they're doing to the dog, you know.
Yeah, and so what about the opposite? Is there a way that animal ones can attach to us?
I have not seen that happen that often, okay? Typically not, although the animal ones could be shapeshifters to do things to us, okay? And we might think that particular person could be behaving like maybe a wolf or a mad dog or something, or having those mannerisms. And that's probably a shapeshifter taking on that characteristic, okay? So it'd be a dark side entity coming in, you know, an alien life form coming in, taking up the mannerisms of a physical, maybe animal that's here. But as far as like a dog coming into a person, I don't think that's really possible. Not that it can't be done, but typically not. Okay, so we had Mike, I think, asking a question about, I think he said something about his mother had a DNA activation, and I think he felt it. I think that was Mike. I just read it briefly here. So I'll ask Mike if you want me to release that energy from you. So we'll see what he says in the fast chat here.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm noticing from your master list of services here that you do have other clearings that probably would be great for all of us, of course, with mother-father imprinting removal, you know, going back, which releases negative parental mindsets, beliefs, patterns, plus controlling cording. So that's another way we can remove more of that. And Marianne was also wondering about some relationship clearing and possibly, you know, something on that. Oh, Mike says it was Brett, actually, Ron. I see that here. So Brett,
hey, Brett,
was asking about his mother. I did see that before.
Okay.
But it's kind of... it's kind of gone off my page here, too. So, yeah, I don't actually see that. So, Brett, if you want to comment again, do you want that done? So what Ron could perhaps do a little bit more for you, Brett. So do you want to do a little bit for relationship courtings, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So let's... So let's take the person that you're in a relationship with, or maybe an ex-relationship, even though you still could be in the relationship, even though it could be ex, okay? So here we go. Let's take the energy from your sixth chakra that they're connecting to you with. So sixth chakra, fifth chakra, these are being released from you. These cords are going back to the person. Fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And now naturally, vice versa, we'll bring the cords that the you cord are to someone else away and bring your energy back to you. So sixth chakra, fifth, fourth, third, second, and first. Oh. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Brett does say that it was him with the mother that had the DNA activation and that maybe he was feeling it. So I don't know if we can do something for him, Ron.
Yeah, he would have to come on and just say if he wants it cleared out of him or not.
Yeah.
The light ship will never go against your free will.
Yeah.
So what I can do, though, he may not be the only one. Maybe you may have parents that are doing things, too, like this here. Maybe they're, you know, maybe you're younger and they're involved with New Age metaphysics and having this stuff done, too. So here we go. So if any of these energies, in fact, if you've ever had a DNA activation, attunement will just clear that out of you. This is your own free choice if you want that done or not. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So one, two, remember these things can also come from your parents. So do you first. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That energy should be released. Now we'll do the energy that got transferred to you genetically, okay, from your parents. Remember, you're still hooked up in the genetic line, even though you're not physically connected. Your genetics still resonate. Genetics to genetics. So here we go. This is from your mother. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And your father. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little different there, so that should help you out immensely. So we got about maybe a minute or two left, Annika.
Yes. So Brett said that, yes, please, if there's anything you can do, and maybe we could also bring in some peace energy before we get off.
Sure, well, I'll do that as we're getting off here. So I'll be in New York this coming Saturday at the ARE Center in Manhattan on 30th Street. Doing some aura photos for people there. There's a little fundraiser for the ARE Center. And then I'll be at the New Life Expo the following week, which is the 26th, I believe, or 27th. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Dates would be the 26th, 27th, 28th. Then I'll be back at the ARE Center doing workshops on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday of that following week there. So have a light infusion chamber up at the expo, and if you're back there, hope to see you. Like to say hi to you, and maybe we can put together some special healing event too for the people listening. If you want to throw something together for me to come to or something, you know, everything is in the moment, so we'll just see what happens. So I'll bring in some peace energy here. Our next VBS show is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. And thank you, callers. So thank you, Annika. Here comes the peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So thank you all so much. And we'll connect with you either on Ask One Radio later on, or on Wednesday again for 7 o'clock Pacific for BBS Radio.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.